A few weeks ago, we talked with John Kellums. He's the man that lost Oliver, that service dog. If I recall, Oliver is half Pomeranian, half Chihuahua. And if you go to KFGO.com and go to the quick link and click on Pet Patrol, I've got him at the top of the page there. He's the Pomeranian Chihuahua with sunglasses on. And I've updated the information. I finally put the right phone number on, for crying out loud. And so we're going to check back in again with John Kellums here on KFGO and see how the search for Oliver is. How are you?
I'm good, Jack. How are you?
Very well. Good to have you here. So, John, tell us a little bit about yourself, first of all. Where are you from?
I'm from Great Falls, Montana. We were just traveling through North Dakota when we rolled our truck on the 3rd, about 10 o'clock in the morning.
And where were you headed?
Well, we were headed to visit family in Wisconsin and Illinois. And, yeah.
Tell us about the accident.
Well, we hit some black ice, and the truck went in the ditch and rolled several times. And the snow was coming in the window, and all the windows broke out, and the snow was coming in, and Oliver just disappeared. I didn't really know if he'd been thrown or if he was under the truck when the truck stopped rolling.
Was there anyone else with you in the accident?
My girlfriend was driving at the time.
Mm-hmm. And the last time we talked, I didn't ask how you guys were. How were the two of you? How are you now, too?
Well, I was fine. You know, I had some cuts and bruises. I didn't really realize it, I guess, and I refused the medical attention so I could quickly get out there and try to find Oliver. And my girlfriend, she was injured, but she refused, I guess, just to stick with me. But she's now returned to Montana.
She's gone home, huh? But you're sticking around. Where are you staying while you're here in our area and doing your searching for the dog?
Well, our accident occurred right outside of Castleton here, just a quarter mile past the exit headed toward Fargo. And so there's a Days Inn here, and it sits right across the street from where my truck sits in hopes that Oliver will return there. I stay right here, and I've got a room where I can see my truck from the window whenever I'm not out searching.
I
spend a lot of time there.
It's costing you some money to do this, isn't it, John?
It has. It's been a tremendous financial strain, but the support from the people around here has just been, it's been overwhelming, really, the support.
And the support, would that include people helping you search for this little dog?
Well, volunteers to help search. We've had people that have blessed us, you know, with meals. We've had people call in and pay for my room. And you know, this last weekend, I had a gentleman, his name's Vic Gelking. A lot of people want to be anonymous and what they've helped us with. But I got to tell you, this Vic Gelking, you know, he owns Vic's Aircraft there in Fargo. And that man contacted me. He put two airplanes in the air.
Oh, I'll be darned.
With 5 hours of fuel.
You know,
to help me find Oliver.
That does not surprise me about Vic. And Vic, if you're listening, and I bet he is, thanks for doing that. Now, we've mentioned that this little dog named Oliver, half Pomeranian, half Chihuahua, is a service dog. What service does Oliver provide for you?
Well, sir, I served in the military, in the Army, as a combat medic during Desert Storm with the 82nd Airborne. And, you know, after my service, I really struggled with emotion and compassion. And Oliver really, really brought me back to that. He, you know, he showed me how to love and, you know, and just be gentle. And no matter what I ever did to him, even though I didn't want him when he first came into my life, I thought my friends would make fun of me for having that little dog. But, yeah, he just kept pawing and he kept following, and he never gave up.
You know, John, you know that, of course you know, you've been here for a while. Oliver would have had to have survived in these extremely brutal weather conditions. Are you hopeful that you're going to find him alive?
Well, my hope and my faith is still strong, and the help from volunteers here and the people of North Dakota, I mean, that is strong. And I can't tell you how much the people have really, really supported me financially, emotionally, spiritually, financially. And sometimes they actually make me feel like I need to find Oliver for them.
Oh.
You know, they're just right here with me every day, through texting or through Facebook. The people of North Dakota, I don't know how you guys feel about the flat state here, but it's like you're going through hell and you're in heaven. I mean, I'm just surrounded by angels. I really am.
John Kellums is the man that lost Oliver, the service Pomeranian Chihuahua we've been hearing so much about. Featured at the top of the Pet Patrol at KFGO.com. And you have a Facebook page, which I have built a link to, but you might tell them if they're Facebookers. What's that called?
It's called Have You Seen Oliver?
All right.
Go ahead, Jack.
And I was just going to say that's what we have called our entry on the KFGO.com Pet Patrol, Have You Seen Oliver?
So, John, how long are you going to search?
Well, I'm going to continue to search as long as we have the support and the cooperation of all the farmers, you know, at these homesteads and stuff. You know, after we had search dogs come in a week ago and they tracked Oliver to a farmstead, which the searchers were asked to leave at that time by this individual. But since then, I've had farmers contacting me, telling me that for any reason, if I come to their area, that their farms are open. I haven't even, from 10 miles away out of Castleton, I've had farmers contact me, letting me know that is very uncommon for people like that to be around here, and they just want me to know that
right.
It's open, and I don't even need to knock.
That's
what people are really like around here.
John Kellums, thank you very much. Good luck. We're going to podcast this interview in case you want to share with any of your friends. Just go to KFGO.com and find podcasts, The Jack and Sandy Show, and it'll be an update on Have You Seen Oliver. Thank you very much, John. Good luck to you, buddy. I wish only the best.
Good luck, John.
And thank you guys for your help also. Thank you very much.